3. A New Life. Chapter 8. The valley where Tess's family lived was known as the Vale of Little Dairies. The valley she was going to work in was known as the Valley of the Great Dairies. The fields and farms of the Valley of the Great Dairies were much larger, and Tess saw more cows than she had ever seen before. The beauty of the valley made Tess feel much happier, and she started to sing a song she remembered from church. It was 4:30 as Tess walked down the hill to the dairy, and she heard dairymen all over the valley calling the cows in from the pastures. The dairy workers were milking the cows as Tess arrived at Talbothay's dairy. The head dairyman, Mr. Crick, greeted Tess warmly.
"Can you milk well, girl? I don't want my cows to dry up, specially now."
"Yes, I'm strong enough," answered Tess. "I'm accustomed to hard work."
"Have some tea and something to eat before you begin," said Mr. Crick. "You've had a long journey to get here."
"I'll drink a little milk and then begin the milking," Tess replied.
"If you can drink the stuff, you are welcome to it," said Crick. "I haven't had any milk for years. It would sit in my stomach like a stone. When you're ready, start milking that red cow."
Soon milk was pouring into the milking bucket from between Tess's fingers. She looked around and had the feeling that her new life was beginning. Crick's dairy had nearly 100 cows. The dairy workers milked silently.
"We're not getting as much milk as usual," Crick said suddenly. "Let's sing the cows a song."
The milkers sang to encourage the cows to give more milk.
"Did you hear about William Dewey, who saved himself from an angry bull by playing Christmas music on his violin?" Mr. Crick asked the others. "The bull stopped chasing him across the field and fell on its knees. William climbed over the fence and escaped."
"That story reminds us that belief in God was once much more important than it is today," said an educated voice from behind a brown cow.
"It's a true story, sir. I knew the man," answered Mr. Crick.
Tess could not see the face of the man who had spoken, and she wondered why the head dairyman had called him Sir. When he stood up to stretch, Tess recognised him. He was the young man who had stopped to dance with the girls in the field in Marlott. She saw that the young man did not remember her at all. He was obviously not accustomed to milking, and Tess wondered why he was there. That night, in the big bedroom she shared with three other dairymaids, one of the girls told Tess about all the people who worked in the dairy. "The one who's learning to milk, that's Mr. Angel Clare. He's the son of a parson, and he thinks a lot. Both his brothers are parsons too, but Angel is learning to be a farmer. He plans to go to Australia or Brazil and have a big farm in a new country." Tess fell asleep, thinking about the young man.